Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
No, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Annalise Bennett. She joined me on my show and she's been hanging around with me ever since. At least Benin. Happy anniversary, baby.
Is it our anniversary again?
21 years. How about that?
Oh, my goodness.
You're an original founding member of my Brain Trust, and I want to tell you how much I appreciate you. Welcome back, folks. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. At least Benin has been so steadfast as a supporter of all the things that we do here, bringing her content, her wisdom and her perspectives and her lessons to us for the last 21 years. Elise, thank you for that.
Thank you. I really enjoy the conversations, and it helps me develop my content as well. So we've
had some fun, and you know what, folks? What I like about Elise is she doesn't mind disagreeing with me. We've had a few debates, haven't we? We've even had some debates here on the show, haven't we, Elise?
Yes, we have.
Marketing-mentor.com is her website, and I encourage you to go there and check it out, folks, and find her books there, too. We're talking about videos, Elise, and you have some other stories you want to tell us about videos.
Well, no, actually, but I have another thought that is connected to video, because video, it's very difficult to talk about video without showing it, so I don't think we should try, but one of the things or ways that video is used is in online courses. And I think a very high quality video as part of an online course makes a lot of sense. And that's what I've been doing lately for all different organizations. But that made me also want to talk about online courses as a thing and as a marketing tool, because, you know, there's a lot of promotion out there, very persuasive, compellingly written copy about how everybody should have an online course, no matter who you are or what you have to offer. And I, you know, resist that myself. And clients come to me and say, I need to create an online course. I'm like, why? Just tell me why. And they think everybody should be a teacher and everybody has something to teach. Mm-hmm. And I really just don't think that's true. So I'm curious what you think also about this new online course phenomenon.
Well, you know, it sounds like they're all chasing an elusive visitor, reader, user, whatever. And I think we should stick with what we're good at. If you think you can do a great video, that's fine. But we also have to remember that if we're talking about courses, people learn differently. Some people don't, you know, are audio. Some people are visual. Some people prefer to read what they're gonna watch. I mean, when I read the Wall Street Journal on my phone, some of the offerings are in video. I don't watch those because I want to read. When I've got my phone up, I just want to read. I want to keep reading. I don't want a video right now. You know what I mean? Sometimes it gets in my way. And I would rather read about that, but now I'm a different generation than a half and 100 million Americans, I do think it makes a difference in what you're good at. I know this. If I had a really good program up online that didn't have any or maybe not a lot of videos, I wouldn't feel deficient. I would just say, okay, you know, this is, if you like my ideas, you'll like them whether you're reading them or watching them. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think it is a generational thing. And I think that the phrase online course has evolved and kind of been diluted a little bit, because often now when I offer something, whether it's an ebook or a video, it doesn't really even matter the format. People call it a course. They think that they're taking a course, and that's not necessarily my intention. I educate through my marketing. That's content marketing. That's what we call content marketing. But people now start to call it a course, which I just find fascinating.
I don't think that's a bad idea, because I'll tell you why. At least when I had my consulting company, if I found that certain projects were similar from one company to the next, certain things that I would help them with was almost exactly the same for this company or that company. The only thing we changed was what they sold, right? The problem and the solutions were the same. And I found that when I was able to put those into a package and sell that as a package, people like that better. People like having some borders around things. They like being inside of an environment, I think. I think that's probably a natural response for people. And so, you know, if you say, all right, this course includes, you know, all these online programs and two videos, I think that's probably, you know, probably smart.
I guess my problem is that I revere teachers, and I don't think everybody can teach. It's very, very difficult.
I agree with that. But you and I might be fighting a losing war in what we revere and what other people revere.
That could very well be.
Yeah, because you're a baby boomer too.
Yes, I am.
And so I think, you know, I mean, as long as I'm more likely to call you than to text you, if I really want to talk to you, I think that puts me in a category different, because I mean, I use texting all the time, but if we're going to talk, I'm going to call you.
Mm-hmm.
And you are too, probably. Hey, Elise,
yeah,
thank you for 21 years. Let's do 21 more. What do you think?
We can try.
All right. Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without her.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.